Blog Talk Radio.
Thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show, and welcome, welcome, welcome. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show. And you are listening and tuned in to the fastest-growing radio show in the South. That's who we are, and here we go. Hey, again. Thanks, guys, for tuning in. Those who are listening via cell phone, thank you, guys, for tuning in to the show. And those who are listening via landline, thank you, guys, for tuning in to the show as well. Those online at my show page at blogtalkradio.com, welcome, welcome, welcome to you guys. And I appreciate you guys listening in to the show. Now, today's weather right now is 70 degrees in the ATL and partly sunny. And we're looking at a high today of 87, low 64 tonight. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 81. And Saturday, sunshine, 83 degrees. My birthday is on Sunday. We're looking at 77 degrees on Sunday with plenty of sunshine. So you know what that means? That means that I will be on the grill. So here we go. And again, I really do appreciate you guys listening in to the show, and thank you for everything. Okay. Now, let's see. Today's word of the day is, we got something new going on here. Today's word of the day is fauve. Fauve, F-A-U-V-E. Fauve is an adjective, and it means of or relating to painters practicing or fauvism. Of or relating to painters practicing. And a second meaning is vivid in color. Fauve is vivid in color. That's the meaning of fauve. Vivid in color. Bright, boisterous colors. Like a peacock or something that's just have bright, outstanding colors. And they're real pretty to look at. That's what fauve is. So you guys can stick that in your memory bank and use it when you feel fit. And let's move on. Now, today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA On Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA On Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244, whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues. The professionals at CPA On Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And that's where we are, right? And also, guys, I did a show a couple of days ago on the Myra account, M-Y-R-A, Myra, which is my retirement account. I did a show on that on a couple of days ago. And if you guys would like more information, please contact our sponsor. That's CPA On Duty at 770-732-0244. And don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. And just let them know that, you know, you want more information on the MyRA account. Okay? And she'll be glad to help you and put everything together for you and whatever you want to do as far as planning that account, putting money in it or whatever. They'll help you at CPA On Duty. Okay, so let's get into the show. But before we do that, I heard some disturbing news, and I don't know how true this is or if you guys know if it's true or not. But this guy, George Zimmerman, I know y'all remember George Zimmerman. He was the one who shot and killed Trayvon Martin. And today, he's auctioning the gun that was used to kill Trayvon Martin. And that's just a sad sight to see. I don't know. I'm sorry, guys. I was in La La Land. Sorry about that. That was a long pause in the show right there. And again, I'm sorry. But I can't believe that George Zimmerman is auctioning off the gun that killed Trayvon Martin. He says it's an American some kind of piece, I don't know, legendary or something, I don't know, but, and bids, he started it off at $5,000, is the first bid for it. All I can see is this guy needs money. He needs money, and he's going to do everything in his power to get some money, which includes, disrespecting the family of Trayvon Martin and disrespecting the spirit of Trayvon Martin as well. Anyhow, let's go back. Let's go on and get into the show. Today's show is entitled, Do You Think That College Students Should Be Allowed to Carry Guns? And you say, well, Frank, why not? You answer so quickly, why not? And that's because they're not mature enough to have guns, I don't think. When you think about, and we're going to discuss the pros and the cons of college students having guns on campus, but when you think about kids having guns, it's just frightening. Okay, it's frightening because anything can trigger anybody. Okay, whether it's you, me, infant or toddler or 15-year-old, 30-year-old, 20-year-old, anything can trigger that person. And I'm not saying that an infant or a toddler have a gun, but I'm just saying something can trigger that person and make them sort of go off the handle a little bit. Okay, veer off the road and hurt somebody. So, but anyway, do you think the college students should be allowed to carry guns? I don't think so. Again, I believe that they're immature and can't handle firearms on campus. Now, the Georgia governor, Nathan Deal, he vetoed that bill. They were trying to get this bill on the floor, or get it passed, or I don't know the language for that. But when the bill came across his desk, he vetoed the bill. And I agree with him. I mean, Deal hadn't done a whole lot of good stuff, but this was actually one of the good things that he's done, was to veto this bill for kids taking these, being able to go on campus with a gun. Okay? And that's just the way it is. I don't believe in that, and I'm glad that it's not happening. Okay? I'm glad that it's not happening. So, for me, if I was in school right now, and I think about it back in when I was in school, I was such a, I don't know, not a weirdo, but I was such a person who, excuse me, would carry a gun because I lived off campus in an off-campus apartment alone by myself, and I needed a pistol. Okay, I think I needed a pistol. Maybe not carry it on campus, but I think I needed a pistol for protection there at the apartment. But as far as being on campus with a pistol and living on campus, I think that's getting a little edgy. Simply because I know what the intent is for college students to carry guns, is to maybe protect themselves against people that come to the college and want to, you know, cause harm. But at the same time, how often does that happen? Then does that happen? If you think about some of these colleges now, think about one of the biggest universities in the country. And I'd say somewhere like Michigan or somewhere like that, somewhere out in California, may have some of the biggest campuses in the whole U.S. or maybe even the world. And for someone to go up on campus and cause problems and want to shoot or whatever at people, then they have to be removed because they have a problem. And that's exactly what it needs to be addressed, and to move this thing, to not move it forward, then that these kids cannot carry guns on campus. Okay, so I think it's a horrible idea, and I'm glad that it was voted against and taken off the table. I mean, a lot of people think, it's not in off the table. It's just sitting out there. It's gonna pass next year or whatever. It's just sitting out there. Well, maybe so, but it's not passing this year. All you can look for is the prison. Okay? It's all you can look for. So be happy with that. Run with that. And again, take care of yourselves. Okay? And don't let your students carry guns to school. Don't let them go on campus with guns. All right? Just don't do it. But again, I appreciate you guys listening to the show. I know I've been away for a while, but I'm back. Just give me your takes and listen for your takes. Anyway, I had to work last night. I am super, super sleepy. I'm going to get me a couple hours sleep right now. And that's my show for today. I will be back tomorrow. I will feel better. So join me tomorrow right here on the Frank Williams Show. Hey, take care of yourself, guys. I'll see you in about 23 and a half hours. Good day. Like that, so, yeah.